Okay, what is it with you? No, seriously, what's your fucking problem? Every goddamn time you come here, you're staring at me. So I need it to stop. Okay? You don't even know that you are? Are you kidding me? That is the most pathetic shit I've ever heard. Are you seriously such a fucking porn-brained gooner that you have no idea the way the real world works? And that if you just stare at random women, especially their fucking feet, that they won't like you? That maybe they'll think you're a pathetic little fucking pervert? Do you get that at all? Yeah, no, I kind of figured. Because you look so surprised right now. Come on. Did no one teach you anything? Like, seriously, were you homeschooled or something? I know people who are homeschooled and didn't turn out like you. No, you're just a fucking weirdo social reject, I guess. Oh my God, what the fuck? I can't believe I said all that and you have a fucking boner in your pants. Like, I can see how hard you are right now. That's disgusting. What the fuck? You really think a girl like me would ever give you the fucking time of day? Well, you know, maybe if you approached me like a normal person and not a fucking creep staring at my feet every day when I walk into the sauna after a long gym session. Ugh. You're always right here on the same bench every single day. So of course I walk by in my fucking flip-flops because I just walked out of the... That's why you sit here, isn't it? You're disgusting. Fucking freak. So do you watch every girl that comes by, or is it just me? Am I special somehow? Oh, okay. So you're just a freak with a crush, huh? And maybe you just don't know how to talk to real women at all. So you just sit on a goddamn bench outside the women's locker room and you wait for me to finish my workout and then go to the sauna and then come back out because I'll be wearing flip-flops just in the hopes that you can get a glimpse of my feet and then you're gonna fucking jerk off to it later. That is the most pathetic goddamn thing I've ever heard. Get real. Oh, I know. You have so many excuses, don't you? It's not really that bad, is it? It's just, you know, I mean, my feet are out. I totally understand. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like having any of my other body parts uncovered. You're not staring at my tits. It's just feet. I didn't know my feet were some kind of fantasy material for your disgusting fetish, perv. Ugh. You know what? I'm kind of enjoying this. I've had a rough fucking week, okay? I've had a lot of stress with school. I've had exams that have fucking made me stay up for hours and hours to study, and then I still did shit on them. You know what? This is kind of nice in a way. I have some weirdo freak pervert who's been staring at my feet for God knows how long every fucking day at the gym, but I get to take it all out on you, and you don't really care. In fact, you kind of like it. It's not like venting to my friends or anything. No one's going to get annoyed at me. In fact, you're fucking turned on because you're such a freak. I've had a rough fucking week, pervert. You know that? I've stayed up so fucking late to study for this stupid test. And then another one in my other class, and just piles and piles of homework on top of that. Fuck. But all that to say, I've really been craving the chance to let some of this out. So you know what? I think I will give you a very special opportunity. You want to know what it is? Yeah. I want to see what you'd do with my feet if I actually gave you a chance. If we met in a normal way and I was just a girl who liked you back. Because as much of a loser as you are, you're not bad looking. I mean, you're actually kind of handsome. So, maybe if you weren't so pathetic, I would have actually given you a chance. Different place, different time, whatever. Let's just use this opportunity that we have right now. Oh, well, I'm sure we can duck into a stall here and get some privacy. Isn't it nice that they just upgraded this with the doors instead of the curtains? There's plenty of room, and you can sit down right here. What? Do you want me to put my feet on you? I swear, it looks like your cock's about to fucking bust out of your shorts. That fabric does not hide anything. Why are you so lost for words? I don't know. What kind of fucking gooner porn do you watch all day? What kind of things do the guys say in that? Or are they just like stupid foot addicts who can't think or talk, can't do anything except stare at pretty girls' feet? Oh, okay, they can talk. Yeah. So tell me, what do you think? Tell me exactly how that weird little brain of yours works. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Do you want me to take off my flip-flops? Yeah. They're all nice and clean, too. I just showered and I put some lotion on. Did my whole after gym routine. I just didn't know that this was going to happen. Fuck it, why not? Take your cock out, loser. Let me see it. Fuck, of course you have a nice dick. Stupid fucking pervert. I can't believe you actually have the audacity to look like that and make me mad. Because, you know, maybe in another life or something, I could ride you here. Or I could bend over the bench and have you fuck me doggy style. But we're not doing that right now. Because of your decisions. You get it? If you're weird to women, they won't fucking like you. That's probably the reason why you've never gotten laid yet, isn't it? Oh, did I guess right? You are a virgin? Okay. I can just tell. I mean, sure, there are some guys who are virgins, and I wouldn't know it, but the ones like you, who are really pathetic about it. It's like you make it your whole fucking personality. And then you're like, why do girls not like me? It's because I'm a virgin, right? And all women are sluts. And, you know, I'm just going to be an incel. Like, that shit doesn't work. We like guys with inexperience. It's kind of sexy, even. But when you're weird about it, This is all you're gonna get. You're gonna get a girl fucking bullying you because she's having a rough time and she just needs to get some goddamn anger out. It's like a rage room, but without having to pay for it. A rage sub? God, that sounds nice. Are you into impact play by chance? Okay, let's get back to this. Maybe I can work up the willpower to touch you a little bit. Because I actually do kind of like the way you're whimpering. It's really fucking funny, actually. Oh my god, I've seriously never met a guy more pathetic than this. I really got you as a gooner instantly. That's exactly what you are, just so fucking porn-brained that you can't even focus on me. You're just staring at my body. So come on, look, my feet are right in front of you. What are you gonna do? Yeah. Show me how you usually jerk off thinking about them. Oh. Wow. Fuck, you're going so fast. Is that how desperate you are? Usually? Or is this just because I'm right here? Wiggling my toes in front of you. What does it for you? What makes you bust big fat load all over yourself? What is it about my feet that you love so much? Is it that they're a little on the bigger side? Is it that my toenails are always painted pretty colors? Or, I don't know. My toes look flexible enough to, like, wrap around your cock and stroke you. Oh, does that do it for you? Here. You know what? Let's try it. No, I'm not gonna move. Ugh. I still don't want to actually do anything with you. You're going to do this all by yourself. You can use my feet as a fleshlight, okay? You can pretend that some hot girl's jerking you off with her feet, but really, you're the one doing all the work. So come on, do it for me, perv. Show me how you usually goon to my feet. Fucking gross little pervert. You're so fucking disgusting. Oh, such a stupid perv. Fuck. Your cock's so hard, it's like throbbing between my toes. Fuck. Oh, hey. Oh, are you gonna come already? You're gonna fucking bust all over my feet? Oh my god, you pathetic fucking slut. I can't believe you fucking came so fast. God. Ew, and now my toes are all sticky with your cum. Ugh, that's disgusting. Ugh, I can't put my flip-flops on like this. Lick it off. Well, it's your cum. Okay, so yeah, I think you deserve to be the one cleaning it up. Oh, that actually doesn't feel bad. It kind of tickles a little bit. Oh, that's it. Lick up your own gum for me. Oh, such a fucking gooner, you'll do whatever I tell you. Oh, I haven't felt powerful like this in a long time. Now come on, get the other one. There you go. That's it. So did you finally get the happy ending you've been waiting for? You know what? This was kind of fun in a really weird way. Maybe if you're lucky, we can do it again sometime. I'm not promising anything just yet. And maybe if you stop being so fucking pathetic and actually look a girl in the face when you're talking to her, maybe you'd get a date sometime. Sure, even a date where the girl's like totally okay with your foot fetish thing and, I don't know, lets you stroke your cock with her feet or something. Basically like this. But just know that this is a one-time thing for now. But the difference is, I was just bored. I wouldn't have done this otherwise. It was an interesting stress reliever, though. Like I said, maybe we can do it again. We'll see, Gooner.